Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Ma'am, that's a groove.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Let everybody stay where they are.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
They tell me you're a man with true grit.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
You having any of it?
My computer isn't. Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA, of course, the Sunday edition for 1 hour, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. If you'd like to join us, you can on the toll-free, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. We are broadcasting live a video feed on Facebook.com/Ring Talk, and then hit the Ustream Live button. Watch us live here from the studios in lovely San Francisco, California. Well, lots of things to talk about, of course, in the world of mixed martial arts and boxing. Boxing last night, of course, had two cards on TV, one on NBC, one on HBO. The one on NBC, they tell me they cut short early. They only bought 2 hours of broadcast time, and they tried to fit three 12-round fights into 2 hours. It sounds like NBC or the Versus, the former Versus Network, doesn't have their act together if they went to that extreme. Because let's be honest, I mean, I think the UFC learned that in their first broadcast. They only bought like 3 hours of airtime, and the show went over 3 hours. They ended up cutting the broadcast. Boom. I mean, just done it. It was all done. Period. All over. Like 45 minutes left in the fights, and fights were done. But the UFC learned, had to issue a lot of refunds on that one. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. We are live at ringtalk.com. As I said, we are also live at facebook.com/ringtalk. Hit the Ustream Live button. Watch us live here from the fabulous Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California.
At Quicken Loans, we close many of our home loans in 30 days or less. But if you work with someone other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with a lender that takes a lot longer. Here's an analogy. I ordered a pizza 4 hours ago that should have arrived in 30 minutes or less. Think of my cold, unappetizing pizza as a mortgage from a lender that doesn't care about closing loans quickly.
Here's your pizza, dude.
You should have been here a lot sooner.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
The choice is clear. A mortgage from a lender that takes forever to close your loan, or a piping hot mortgage from Quicken Loans that arrives fresh at your door in as quick as 30 days or less. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.875%. APR, 4.17%.
Call Quicken Loans today at 888-450-0031. That's 888-450-0031. Or go to quickenloans.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Want an eco-friendly way to brighten up your yard this summer? Right now at Lowe's, you can buy two solar-powered landscape lights and get one absolutely free. With six styles to choose from, you'll be sure to find something perfect for your home. Plus, you can get new laminate flooring installed throughout your entire home for just $397 with the purchase of laminate flooring that's $2.98 per square foot or more. There's never been a better time to find everything you need at Lowe's to improve your home inside and out. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 627. Additional charges may apply. See store for details.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He is the greatest fighter of all times next to me.
I'm here and I'm ready. They're not. Bring it.
Aha, the horns of the mighty Tower of Power. You tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, Tower of Power on tour. Check them out, towerofpower.com. Check out the tour dates at the bottom of the page. The website, and then the message board has Pedro's Song of the Month. And the Song of the Month this month is Unconditional Love. And the reason why I bring that up is that the lead singer, formerly of Tower of Power, 12 years ago, Brent Carter and I spent some time together this past week at the Cash Casino, Cash Creek Casino up there in Yolo, California. Talk about a place out in the middle of nowhere. Now listen, I've done TV from Lula, Mississippi, from Lawton, Oklahoma, from Tulsa, Oklahoma, all over Louisiana, all kinds of different places, okay? I have never been to a place as far out in the middle of nowhere as Cash Creek. No cap on Cash Creek because they got some great entertainment, and they gave me a first row seat, of course, and I wasn't complaining about that. But the bottom line is it's way out in the middle of absolutely nowhere. It's like right in the middle of a bunch of vineyards. Anyway, Brent Carter, lead singer of Tower Power, former lead singer of Tower Power, is now the lead singer of the Average White Band, or better known as AWB, with a black guy on lead. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. We'll get to MMA in about 20 minutes or so. We do have open phone lines coast to coast. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. That's toll-free all across America, Canada, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands. Julio Cesar Chavez Jr., that's right, the kid of the master. I mean, everybody thought that Julio Cesar Chavez Sr. was probably one of the greatest fighters of all time. I sort of reserve comment on that, but anyway, the bottom line is his son was the winner last night. Came in 159 pounds, of course, out of Culiacan, Mexico. He TKO'd Andy Lee, the 2004 Irish Olympian, in the seventh round. Lee coming in 159 and a quarter out of Detroit, Michigan. Of course, the kid now, he's been living with Emmanuel Stewart, who I used to stay in his house back in Detroit. But Emmanuel's got a great house. He used to live across the street. Diana Ross used to live across the street from Emmanuel Stewart. And then Leon Spinks bought Diana Ross's house. Here's a quick little story. One day, Emmanuel hears all this screaming and hollering coming from Diana's former house, which is now being occupied by then world heavyweight champion Leon Spinks. So Emmanuel goes to grab a gun. His wife says, "You're not taking a gun with you. You go over there and see what's happening, but you ain't taking a gun." So Emmanuel goes over there to see what's going on, and he finds Leon sitting in the middle of the kitchen floor, actually prone in the middle of the kitchen floor, with two women beating on him with frying pans. One woman, a big heavyset woman, was sitting on him so he couldn't get up, and they were beating him with frying pans. So if you wonder why his brains are scrambled, it isn't the fights. It was the old lady. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. As I said, Emmanuel Stewart did train Andy Lee for this fight. Andy Lee has lived with Emmanuel Stewart for the last 7 years, and Lee now 28-2, 20 KOs. His previous loss was to Brian Vera. He avenged that with a unanimous win in 10. But the bottom line is he was really no match for Julio Cesar Chavez last night, Jr. And a lot of that has to do with upper body strength and size. I mean, Chavez is a big, big middleweight, much like Iran Barkley was back in the 1980s. I'll never forget the time I met Iran. I said, "My name is Pedro." He goes, "My name is Iran. Although my name is Iran, I never did." So, okay. Anyway, the guy, he had just knocked out Tommy Hearns, and I think it was June of 1988. But the bottom line is, Junior's a winner, 46-0-1 now, 32 KOs, and he's looking to go head-to-head with Sergio Martinez in the fall. Now, this is a fight that I predicted, or I thought, that he would try to get out of, because he's tried to get out of it now for a year and a half. He's avoided Martinez. I mean, they took Martinez's title away from him and gave it to Chavez. I kid you not. You know that green belt, the WBC belt? Yeah, well, they took that off of Martinez's waist. He was a true middleweight champion of the world. They took it off his waist and put it on Chavez's waist, and now Chavez is making a lot of money, and Chavez is a big draw, obviously being a Mexican and the son of a Mexican legend, so he's making big money for the WBC, making big money for his promoter, and hopefully he's making big money for himself. But the bottom line is Sergio Martinez is sort of left out here in the cold. I mean, he was a true world middleweight champion. Imagine that's sort of like some guy taking away your wife and no divorce, no nothing. And you just come in and say, look, I'm taking her with me. She's mine. And that's what they sort of did to Sergio Martinez with the world middleweight title. Now, Martinez, out of Oxnard, California, originally out of Argentina by way of Spain. Of course, Spain is where he learned to fight. He's only lost one fight in his life. Actually, he's lost two fights in his life, but one was to Antonio Margarito back about 12 years ago, and then he lost his fight with Paul Williams, and of course, he beat Paul Williams to death. I mean, there was just no doubt about it. I mean, he beat Paul Williams it was incredible. Anyway, the bottom line is Sergio Martinez, the world middleweight champion, will be taking on Julio Cesar Chavez, and his height and body mass advantage, that'll come sometime probably in the fall, September, October, November, somewhere around that. Other boxing news. New Jersey. Joyzy, they call it. Newark last night. Of course, the hometown of Tomasa Demick. Well, actually not his hometown. I believe he was born in Portland, in Poland. But last night, of course, he is a New Jersey resident, and he packed the Prudential Arena when he won a 10-round unanimous nod over Eddie Chambers. Ticked back a 12-round unanimous nod over Eddie Chambers. But here's where the problem is. Eddie Chambers won the fight. And if I throw these scores at you, you're going to be blown away by them because the NBC crew or the NBC TV crew said that the judge who scored this fight 119-109 for Ademic should never be allowed to judge again. Okay? Outside of Ademic's fans, the decision was not well received, folks. I said, especially by the NBC television crew. Anyway, the other scores were 116-112 twice. That's 8-4 in rounds, and then 11-1 in rounds on one card for Ademic. As I said, 46-2, 29 KOs, a tactical win. So says Edwin Ace Ayala at ringtalk.com with the weekend results. But the bottom line is he didn't deserve to win. And we had a fighter, and take that back, a trainer on the show recently. I'm talking about Stephen Breadman Edwards out of Philadelphia, PA. And he told me that Bryant Jennings was the real deal as a heavyweight. Well, last night, he looked like he was coming close to being the real deal. He won a unanimous nod in 10 rounds over Steve Collins. Bryant Jennings coming in at 222 out of Philadelphia. Collins coming in out of Houston, Texas, weighing 244. Looked a little thick around the waist, but Jennings moved down to 14-0. Pretty green, 8 KOs. But Collins now 25-2, 18 KOs. Made him look like an amateur. Knocked him down and shut him out on the scorecard all three times, 100-89. And revenge, that's right, there was revenge in Albuquerque, New Mexico. On Friday night, Holly Holm, the pride of Albuquerque. She's a blonde beauty. She's a good-looking girl. She can fight boxing and MMA. Anyway, she had previously won a plethora of women's titles, different associations and things like that. But she got knocked out last December by Ann Mathis. Now, Ann Mathis is a real deal. I mean, she can punch. She's out of France. She came in she comes in 26-1 with 21 KOs now. That's when she came in. Now she's 26-2 with 21 KOs. But the bottom line is, you know, Holly Holm did what she had to do. She jabbed, and would not allow Mathis to get any leverage on her punches. Therefore, she couldn't land any bombs. So the bottom line is, hey, Holly Holmes was the winner. Now 32, 4 draws, and 9 knockouts. Not a big puncher, but, you know, she can fight, and she's pretty, and she draws. She packs a joint, folks. The Route 66 Casino down there in Albuquerque, New Mexico, was sold out. No question about it. I mean, just sold out. You know, when you think of women's boxing, you think of people like Christy Martin, you think of Lucia Riker, and how come they never really hooked it up? Of course, if they were signed to hook it up, they were going to get $500,000 apiece, but Christy Martin refused to sign the contract. And when she refused to sign the contract, that sort of put the fight, you know, out of the realm of reality. But the bottom line is the promoter didn't have the money to pay the $500,000 to each girl. So if she'd have signed the contract, she would have got a $150,000 advance, and she would have never had to pay it back. Of course, this is the same Christy Martin that was shot by her ex-husband and stabbed by her ex-husband about 2 years ago, and she's recovered. Evidently, she's going to try to fight again, but the bottom line is, you know, her husband was about 15 or 20 years older than her. I can't think of his first name right now, John or James, something like that. Anyway, he was a strange, strange dude. I always considered him a little bit off. You know, when you looked at him, you could see, like, maybe all the elevator wasn't going to the top floor. Well, obviously, that turned out to be the case when he stabbed and shot his wife, and then she didn't die. She survived. What a tough chick. Tough broad. I mean, come on. You get shot, you get stabbed, and you still live? Holy cow, what are the chances of that? Anyway, speaking of still living, Floyd Mayweather, there's still women living in a jail in Clark County. Of course, he's been locked up there since June the 1st. He's going to spend at least 57 days for a domestic violence beef that took place last year. And, you know, they've got him in solitary confinement for 23 hours a day. Now, and most of you out there are saying, you know, Floyd's a jerk. He deserves it and the whole nine yards. But, you know, I really don't like the way they've done Floyd. I really don't. I think they're treating him like Charles Manson. He's not a murderer. I mean, he screamed at his ex-girlfriend, grabbed her cell phone, broke it into a couple of pieces. This was in front of his kids, and that is basically the basis of his being in jail for domestic violence. He screamed at her. Evidently, he shook her once or he grabbed her once, but he didn't put any bruises on her, didn't lump her up, didn't hit her, anything like that. God knows with his hands, he doesn't want to hit anything without a glove being on it because they're so fragile. He has his own hand doctor, believe it or not. But he's in the Clark County jail for 23 hours a day, which I think is cruel, unusual, and inhumane treatment, I think, of a human being. I mean, come on, the guy is, he's really not a first-time offender because he's gotten out of other stuff by paying money. But do you really think that we need to lock a celebrity up for 23 hours a day? Come on. Can't we put him out on a work crew, make him work, clean the streets in Las Vegas? You really want to embarrass Floyd Mayweather? Put a broom in his hand. That'll embarrass him. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is my main man, Brent Carter, when he was with Tower of Power.
Are you one of the millions of Americans falling behind on your mortgage payment? Have you been turned down for a refinance or loan modification? Are you and your family facing foreclosure? Well, if your monthly house payment is $1,000 or more, we'd like to speak to you. Contact Home Attorney Network today to find out how they may be able to help. Call 888-831-7489. If you're a victim of predatory lending, or if your bank is giving you the runaround, if you're struggling to make your home mortgage payment, or if your family's home is at risk, we want to hear from you. Call 888-831-7489. Find out how an experienced attorney may be able to help. The banks have thousands of attorneys working for them. You don't have to face them alone. Call 888-831-7489. This announcement may be considered attorney advertising. Services may not be available in your state, and past results do not guarantee future performance. If your house payment is $1,000 or more, Home Attorney Network may be able to help. Call them right now, toll free. Call 888-831-7489. That's 888-831-7489.
Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family. family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action, so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
When it's lights, camera, action, it's time to give the fans entertainment. The fans want to be entertained. I mean, when I'm home, I'm like anyone else. I'm just normal. Spend time with my children.
You spend the time, but not at home. It was Floyd Mayweather Jr., of course, incarcerated in Clark County as I speak. This past week, Teofolo Stevenson, some of you might know who he is, some of you are dated and don't know who he is, but he was the 72, 76, and 1980 Olympic gold medalist as a heavyweight. He boxed out of Cuba. He was considered Cuba's greatest athlete of all time. No question about that. He was offered $5 to $8 million to fight Muhammad Ali in the 1970s. He turned it down. He said, what is $5 million when I've got 8 million people that love me? So he would not defect to the United States. He would not fight Ali. But of course, in 84, he didn't show up to the games in LA because President Carter, Jimmy Carter, had boycotted the 1980 games over in Moscow, Russia for some stupid reason. Anyway, turnabout is fair play, so the Cubans didn't show up for 84. And then in 1988, the Cubans didn't show up in Seoul, South Korea. So there was two Olympics in which Stevenson did not compete in, and he probably could have won both in 84 and 88, because I think he could have took on Lennox Lewis and probably beat Lennox Lewis in 1988. That's how green Lennox was. In 84, I believe he could have beat Tyrell Biggs. In fact, I think he did fight Tyrell Biggs in the Pan Am Games and beat him. So the bottom line is Teofolo Stevenson has passed away this past week, a heart attack at the age of 60 years old. He had a heart ailment, or he had a cyst or something like that next to his heart in January. He was checked into a hospital, was cleared medically, was thought to be in like perfect condition after hearing all these reports that he was in dire straits, okay? But he came out and he said, look, I'm in good condition. I'm in great condition. My heart is fine. I'm in good health. And then boom, last week he has a heart attack and he is history. And we'll add one more death before I go. Frances Dennis Marbury. Of course, she passed away June 13th at the age of 77. She is the mother, the great mother of the Professor Chuck Marbury, who does some writing at ringtalk.com. So our condolences go out to the Marbury family. You know, a lot of stink going on. In fact, I watched the fight again last night when HBO rebroadcast it. I'm talking about the Manny Pacquiao-Tim Bradley fight. Of course, Tim Bradley winning a split decision, 115-113, 115-113, and then one judge having it 115-113 for Manny Pacquiao. Well, I watched the fight again last night, and I thought the fight was a lot closer than people had thought it was originally, because I didn't score it the first time. I just sat there and watched it for entertainment. But C.J. Ross and Dwayne Ford had a 115-113 for Bradley. Now, you know something? At first, I had a problem with that. I said to myself, geez, this seems like a gigantic ripoff. Then I watched the fight again last night, and Manny Pacquiao was missing for the most part. He missed a lot of punches. A lot of his punches were blocked. And although it wasn't the most effective aggressiveness, I'm talking about Tim Bradley, he was aggressive. He was throwing punches. He was the one leading the action. He was the man out there with his jab, working his jab. So if it had been a draw, I'd have had no problem with it. Do I think Pacquiao probably won by a point or two? Maybe by a point. It could have went the other way. It was a close fight. I don't think the judges should be railed on this like they are. I believe Jim Lampley, who now I'm calling a TV evangelist. That's right. The boxing announcer, the blow-by-blow announcer for HBO Boxing, I'm calling him a TV evangelist because that's what he is now. He's like Jerry Falwell, one of these guys, screaming. Instead of the Lord, it's Manny Pacquiao, or it's Oscar De La Hoya, or whoever happens to be under contract to HBO. Whoever it is, I mean, you know, you got Lampley, the guy from North Carolina State, you know, swinging the pom-poms for him. I just didn't think that was too cool. But I want to thank Judge Jerry Roth, who emailed me like within an hour or two after the fight, because I had confused his score with that of C.J. Ross, and actually Jerry Roth had voted for Pacquiao 115 to 113. Now, what judges don't realize, and they don't, is that they're holding somebody's life in their hands. And they think, oh, well, it's only a boxing match, Pedro. How can you say that? Well, I'm going to tell you why. If a four-round fighter is 5-0, and he's taking on some guy that's like 2-8, and the 2-8 guy comes in and beats him, they usually don't give the fight to the 2-8 guy. They give it to the guy that's 4-0, because he's a house fighter. And I'm not trying to say these scores are mailed in or faxed in or FedExed in the day before, but that's just the way the boxing business goes. It's all about business, okay? And I think that we've got to change the scoring. I think we need, I tried to suggest that figure type of scoring before where you get like five judges and you throw out the high score and the low score and you go with the three scores in the middle. People didn't want to get too high on that. And how about this one? How about raising the seats for the judges? Seriously. When I see judges, you know, sitting ringside, they're like 4 or 5 feet below the ring sometimes. So they're looking up all the time. And sitting ringside is not the most advantageous seat in the entire house. It's just not. It's a pain in the butt sometimes. And you get pain in the neck. In fact, when you go to the UFC, I don't like looking through the cage, so I'm always looking up at the TV screen. Okay, so you're like, head's like bent backwards. But the bottom line is, I think they ought to raise the seats with the judges to have them on the same horizontal plane as the boxers throwing punches. I mean, why not? Why does this is not rocket science. This is like, you know, basics. I mean, you really want to think about it. It doesn't take a genius to come up with that one, raise seats. You know, the world's leading historian, or the world's leading purveyor, he's a great historian, but the world's leading purveyor on signed boxing books, talking about Ronald Marshall, he suggested maybe soundproof rooms for the judges. Three soundproof rooms. You put them in the soundproof room. You don't allow them to be affected by the crowd. They don't hear the evangelist Jim Lampley over there in the corner screaming, you know, Manny Pacquiao, Manny Pacquiao, Manny Pacquiao. And, you know, another thing about that Manny Pacquiao-Tim Bradley fight, they never showed one Tim Bradley highlight. They never did. And Bradley was landing on occasion, okay? He would land the hook. They weren't devastating punches. That's just it. They weren't really telling punches, but he was landing. He was landing punches. As for the CompuBox guys, I got a problem with them too, okay? My problem is I don't think they're counting all the punches. They couldn't have been counting all the punches that Bradley was throwing because in one round they only had him throwing a few punches, and I thought he threw a lot more than that, and he landed more than that. So I feel that, you know, they're probably listening to the cheerleading on the other side of the ring with Jim Lampley as well, and the CompuBox guys need to tighten up their act just a little bit more. And here, this is the most important factor when it comes to scoring a fight, because I have taken the Association of Boxing Commission's judge test. I took it and I passed it in November 2010. Okay, it's concentration. You must concentrate. You don't look into the corners when you're a judge. You don't follow guys back to the corners. You don't do anything but watch two guys engage for 3 minutes battling it out. It shouldn't matter if a fighter's cut. That's not the job of the boxing judge. He or she is to score the fight. What's happening in the corner has nothing to do with scoring the fight. You almost have to turn yourself into a zombie and just concentrate on the fighters that are fighting. Don't look at the corners. Don't watch the referee warning an individual between rounds. That is of no concern to a good judge. If a referee wants you to take notice, he will take away a point and you'll know it. Or he'll come over and ask you, hey, Did you see that headbutt? Was that an intentional headbutt? Did I miss a headbutt? Did a punch open up that cut? Maybe we'll go around the ring and ask the three judges that. Outside of that, the judge's job is for 3 minutes to concentrate on what's going on in the ring, not what's going on outside of the ring. You know, I've watched good and bad judges. One judge, I watched him carry on a conversation for an entire three-minute title fight. A whole round, an entire round, up in Sacramento, California about 8 or 10 years ago. The judge was talking with the guy behind him. So I had to go over and correct him, and I did. I won't mention his name because I don't want to embarrass him. But the bottom line is, the secret booth, I don't think that's going to happen. What about raising those seats? Let's raise those seats so those guys are on a horizontal, level playing field as far as sight's concerned with the actual fight itself. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing. And coming up, mixed martial arts right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Hey, guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with ProGene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with ProGene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your debt freedom kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
We want him running sideways. We want his head sideways.
Didn't you think he looked edgy?
No, as a matter of fact, I thought you looked edgy.
You may have thought that I forgot, so that this is what I say. So I know what I put it, I know I'll survive, and I evolve every day. Survival of the hippest, the funky and the biggest. Survival of the hippest, the soulful and the quickest. As a true funk soldier, I don't need a yogi. It's decoded in my DNA.
The Great Tombos, now with the New York Funk Harmonic Orchestra. great lead singer back in the day for Tower of Power. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside look at the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. We'll talk some MMA here real quick. Let's talk about the injury factor, man. So listen to the guys who have been hurt in the UFC in the last month. Brian Stann, Michael Bisping, Jose Aldo. Of course, Jose Aldo being a champion. They were hurt within a week. And fights have been moved around. And if you had like a $1,200 ticket to go see the fight on July 7th in the in Las Vegas, of course, that's the Fan Fest weekend, July 6th and 7th in Las Vegas for the UFC, you might be a little bit upset now because it was, you know, the prices were $1,200, which is almost double the normal score. But they were supposed to have great fights on the card, but a lot of the fights fell out. And now it looks like it's going to be Anderson Silva and Chael Sonnen. Of course, that's the rematch of the fight that took place in October 2010, I believe, over in Oakland, California, in which Sonnen was within a whisker of beating Anderson Silva, had beat him up for 4.5 rounds, but about a minute and a half left to go in the fight, Silva found a submission hold, and Mr. Sonnen had to tap out. But Sonnen, of course, tested positive for steroids afterwards and was suspended a year by the California State Athletic Commission. Now, he's allowed to take testosterone replacement therapy, which I just don't know. I think if I'm sort of agreeing with Brian Alvarez, of course, Brian Alvarez is with the Wrestling Observer Live radio show, which airs 3 to 5 p.m. Pacific time on Sundays right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. But I sort of agree with him. If you need testosterone replacement therapy, you shouldn't be fighting. That's all there is to it. If you need it, you shouldn't be fighting. I mean, he's right. Ronda Rousey doesn't take any testosterone replacement therapy, and she's a woman. I mean, Chris Cyborg Santos, on the other hand, she might. And she's supposed to fight Ronda Rousey. Of course, Ronda Rousey has that date, August 18th. That's going to be a big one on Showtime against Sarah Kaufman. Sarah Kaufman is her toughest test to date, but I'm telling you, this chick with the judo background, the silver medalist or gold medalist, can't remember which one it was, in the 2004 Olympics, I mean, she's an amazing woman. She's beautiful. She's smart. She's a great interview. She talks the talk. She walks the walk. She'll push. She shoves somebody. Maisha Tate got in her face that way, and she shoved her. It accounted for an extra like 3,000 or 4,000 tickets being sold from the weigh-in, which is shown on television locally in Columbus, Ohio, to the fight the next night. So she's got the drawing capability, and I think she is the next big superstar in the world of mixed martial arts. So the July 21st show in Calgary, of course, they lost Jose Aldo. That was supposed to be in a title fight. He was supposed to fight Eric Koch for the featherweight title. And then they were going to have Shogun Rua on the card, but Shogun Rua has been moved to an FX card a little bit later, the Fox card. So, you know, the Calgary market is one of the hottest markets in the world as far as the UFC is concerned. In fact, they do real well in Canada, no question about that as far as the pay-per-view is concerned. But, you know, without Georges St. Pierre, and he's supposed to be coming back in November, without Georges St. Pierre, I just don't know as far as drawing in Canada is concerned. We'll see what happens with that main event. I think it's going to be Uriah Faber in a vacant bantamweight title fight, taking back an interim title fight, seeing he was supposed to take on Dominic Cruz. And Dominic Cruz was another guy that's been hurt in the last month. So add him to the UFC injury list. The UFC right now looks like the Vietnam War, the battlefield of the Vietnam War. Guys laying all over the place with bullets and them all busted up. That's just the way the UFC goes. But, you know, when you've got 400 guys under contract and you've got guys training as hard as they train, and these guys train for real. I mean, we're not talking about joking. We're not talking about light sparring or anything like that. These guys train like 300%. Absolutely no doubt about it, okay? But when you train at that level and you keep training, you know, things are going to break. They're just going to break. There's just no question about it, you know? So anyway, so this is what the UFC schedule sort of looks like. Of course, we've got fights the 22nd. That'll be on FX Cable. That's Clay Guida. And Clay Guida's and Gray Maynard. And Gray Maynard's camp is allegedly complaining that Guida's hair is too long and it's going to form some type of advantage for Guida. Now, his camp himself is denying it, but somebody made the complaint to the Athletic Commission. Okay, somebody did it. And, of course, Wanderlei Silva and the Axe Murderer, they call him, out of Brazil, formerly out of Pride. Of course, that's probably where his prime was when he was fighting in the Pride Championships over in Japan. He and Rich Franklin are going to do a rematch. Rich Franklin was supposed to fight Kung Lee, on July 23rd, but now it's been moved, and it looks like they're going to go in Brazil with UFC, that's 623, UFC 146, I believe, or 147. I just want to get lost in UFC numbers there. Anyway, so the bottom line is it's going to be Franklin and Silva down there in Brazil. That's June 23rd. And, of course, the UFC is going to go 1 week later with a pay-per- 2 weeks later with a pay-per-view July 7th from Las Vegas, Nevada. Of course, as I said, Anderson Silva, the Spider, taking on the best stand-up man with a microphone in the world of the UFC, the guy that's going to do some professional wrestling after his UFC career is over, the guy that can talk like, well, he could talk like Josh Barnett and Ric Flair. And those two guys probably have some of the best stand-up as far as the microphone's concerned. There's no doubt about it, doing stand-up, doing promos, hyping fights. I mean, there's no doubt about it. These guys are the real deal when it comes to stand-up in front of the microphone. Of course, they can also fight. And then, of course, on July 7th as well, that's UFC 148, July 7th. UFC 147 will be the one down there in Belo Horizonte, Brazil, with Vitor Belfort out, of course. Rich Franklin stepped in to take on Wanderlei Silva. And that would have been a great fight in Brazil. I mean, Silva and Belfort, the two legends, a prodigy against the axe murderer, that would have done some great numbers down in Brazil. But it wouldn't have done great numbers here in the United States. In fact, I would think that if Dana White was smart, they'd have pulled that entire card off of pay-per-view and put it on some type of FX cable or Fox or something like that. Because the bottom line, not Fuel TV, not enough people get Fuel TV. In fact, Fuel TV is only getting 250,000 people to watch it, and that's at their peak. So if you only got 250,000 people out of 350 million people in the country watching your channel, that's probably not a good outlet for your product. But the bottom line is I thought that they should have put this fight between Silva and Franklin on FX cable or on somewhere. You know, they should have put it somewhere other than pay-per-view. Pay-per-view is just, it's not going to do well. It's not going to draw well. It probably won't do 100,000 to 150,000 homes here in the United States. It just won't. The fighters don't mean anything to anybody in the U.S. of A. Yes, you will get some UFC, some diehards, some people that just can't give it up, can't get enough of the UFC, can't get enough of MMA, okay? So they're thinking, yeah, we'd like to do this. We'll watch it. We'll spend the $49 or whatever it is. But if I were you, I think I'd save my money. If I wanted to spend some money, I'd probably spend it on the July 21st card coming from Calgary, Canada. Of course, as I said on that card, will be the Nick Ring, the guy with the fabulous name. That's his real name. That's not a stage name. Nick Ring's on the card. He's a middleweight. And, of course, in the main event, Uriah Faber, the kid from California, Sacramento, California, the California kid, former champion, will fight in a bantamweight vacant title shot. Of course, vacated, because that's not vacated, interim, because of Dominic Cruz's injury. So that's the way that's going as far as the July 21st card in Calgary, Canada. Michael Bisping having trouble. Somebody just sent me an email. What's the story on Michael Bisping? He's got some serious problems as far as his knees are concerned. He's got a torn meniscus as well as some loose cartilage floating around, and that'll require some time off and arthroscopic surgery, which was performed, I believe, on the 13th of June. So he should be on the mend and ready back in action maybe by September, because arthroscopic is not really that intrusive. The injury, as earlier I talked about the different injuries, but Brian Stann suffered a right shoulder injury that will sideline him 6 to 8 weeks completely. And he was going to be able to fight in the fall. He was supposed to be training with 275-pound Sean Jordan, who hip-tossed him, and he landed right on his shoulder, and Stann heard the crack immediately. Yikes. Yikes. I mean, think about that. Boom. You get thrown on your shoulder, and it's over. It's all over. So, like I said, this stuff is for real. These guys are for real. They train 100%, maybe 300% sometimes, and you just got to figure it out, folks. At MMA, there are going to be a lot of injuries. I mean, just the sport itself. You see guys fighting. People don't get hurt in fights. Just like boxers don't get hurt in fights, per se. They get hurt in the gym. You talk about these repetitive concussions or this repetitive concussion syndrome. Of course, the thing that Chris Benoit suffered from. The wrestler that went and killed his wife, his son, and then himself, okay? But when you get these repetitive concussions, a lot of that's from training in the gym. You'll get drilled real hard, and they'll say, yeah, you know, take the rest of the day off and come back tomorrow and start sparring again tomorrow or the next day. Or maybe we'll give you a couple days off as far as sparring is concerned. But the bottom line is, you know, if you get hit in the head, things are going to happen. And you get hit in the head repetitively, especially with these big gloves. That's why I'm all in favor of the smaller gloves that the UFC wears, the 4-ounce gloves, because, you know, outside of Gary Goodrich maybe and a couple other guys, there aren't too many guys that are have showing the residual effects of mixed martial arts. So maybe that's because of the program or the product of the sport is so new. It's only been around really since 1993 and became mainstream in the United States in the early part of this century, okay? But you look at boxers, and you look at that study the Nevada State Athletic Commission did from 2001 to 2006, in which 21.2% of the boxers involved suffered brain bleeds or concussions, but yet only 2.1% of UFC or MMA fighters suffered concussions in the same amount, same period of time. So what am I trying to tell you? Smaller gloves are better. Now, historian Ronald Marshall and I argued over this. Boxing historian Ronald Marshall and I argued over this. He says if the glove is bigger, it spreads out the force of the blow. But all it does is really is it prolongs the agony. What happens is guys get hit more often. If you get hit more often, you're going to suffer more damage. Therefore, I'm in favor of the 4-ounce gloves. In fact, you know, Alexis Arguello, my good friend Alexis Arguello, who they say committed suicide 2 years ago, I think in July, but I think he was murdered because he was the mayor of Managua, Nicaragua. And if you remember, if you go back with me, you know, almost 15 or 20 years, in 1999, Alexis was hooked on crack cocaine. I called his house and talked to his wife through an interpreter to make sure I got things right. Professor Willie Sanchez down there in Las Vegas did the interpreting, and Arguello heard her say that he was smoking cocaine out of a can. So he grabbed the phone from her, and he said, Pedro, I just don't want to live. So I ended up going down there to Managua, Nicaragua, and spending 10 days with him. We tried an intervention. He wouldn't go for it. He didn't want to go to rehab. Jose Suleiman, I know a lot of people get on him, and I cap on him, and I get on his case. I call him Jose Silly Man for running the World Boxing Council. But he did authorize $40,000 for Alexis Arguello's rehab. So Alexis refused the rehab. And the priest was there, his best friends were there, his wife was there, his relatives were there, his kids were there, I was there. And he just refused. He said, I'm not a junkie. I don't stick a needle in my arm. I'm not going to rehab. So on January 1st of 2000, 1999 to 2000, he got into a car accident. He got hurt. Somebody else got hurt. And the government told him, look, babe, either you go to rehab or you go to jail. Alexis went to rehab. And then he came back, put his life together, started running for a different political office, ran for the mayor of Managua, was elected overwhelmingly as the mayor of Managua, Nicaragua, which is the capital of the country, okay? And then he's found shot to death with a gunshot in his chest. Now, I don't know about you, but I haven't heard about too many suicides in my life, especially when my time as a policeman. All the suicides I went to, people shot themselves in the head. They didn't shoot themselves in the chest. So that's why I sort of doubt that he was ever committed suicide. I believe that Alexis Arguello was murdered. You are tuned to Ring Talk. I believe that Arturo Gatti was murdered as well. And that was by, in my belief, it was by his current or ex-wife, his widow. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of MMA and boxing. You're tuned to the longest running fight show in history. If you are joining us for the very first time today, let me remind you, we are Saturdays at 11 a.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Network. We are a separate show, a brand new show, Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Same thing, Sports Byline Network. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California.
If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulbs. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the ozone light. It will wipe them out. And you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the ozone light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund.
Call 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, or visit airtimestore.com, airtimestore.com.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller?
You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better, and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending, just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
There is the baritone saxophone of the funky doctor himself, Stephen McKenzie, cooped up Tower Power. Saw them this past week, and the Tower Power threw a great 90-minute set. Incredible. They are still going 44 years strong. Some MMA news. First of all, some boxing news. Looks like Manny Pacquiao is going to take on Juan Manuel Marquez, the man that gave him hell and beat him last November. Looks like that fight will take place November 10th in Las Vegas. Dan Henderson, the man who was in the fight of the year last year when he beat Shogun Rua down in San Jose, California, in a UFC card, he wants Rashad Evans or John Jones, John Jones being the light heavyweight champion. And did you see this? Anderson Silva on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine, looking like Michael Jackson. They got a whole bunch of different poses of him on the UFC website. Take that back. I think the Bloody Elbow, I believe, has him. But the bottom line is, it's pretty incredible that he's trying to do this Michael Jackson look. One more note before I let you go. Bob Sapp, the former football player, he finally won a fight. For the first time in a long, long time, won a fight over the weekend in Japan against some Japanese hobo. But the bottom line is, Bob Sapp, big fat ass Bob Sapp, is back in the winning circle. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Don't forget, we are Saturdays, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Sports Byline Network, as well as Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, right here again on the Sports Byline Network. Until next time, I've got the greatest producer in the world, no question about that, Scott Cuddy. I thank you, I thank my listeners, and I thank God. Peace and respect.